talked about if there was boats, because they wouldn't have places to turn around or whatever. I'm not going to allow any boats, any motorhomes. I'm very strict on my rules that I have on this house. If anybody breaks the rules, I don't know legally if I can kick them out immediately, but I would kick them out immediately and give them all the money back if I had to. I don't know if I could legally do that. I'll have to verify that before I can say that I can do that, but I will do that. Because I do like the neighborhood. We stay in the neighborhood a lot, and we'll do nothing to hurt this neighborhood. There will be no events or parties allowed at this property. They'll talk about how steep the road is, but the road actually doesn't get really steep until after my property, going down to Tim Davis's property. And also, Tim Davis was going to be here, but he couldn't, and he texted me right before we got here that I could say he's approved. He's approving this. I have the text if you want to see it. My driveway, they also say my driveway is steep, which it is, but it is heated, so there'll be no issue if there's ice or snow. Well, okay, I think that's it. If you have any questions.
I guess my question would be more for Scott. You say there's a concept that was approved for what did you say? Some kind of rental.
Well, in 2005, permit number 61 was issued for this 21.616 acres for authorizing construction of 345 units to be
nothing
sold as timeshare.
No,
they haven't built. I mean, the I think it's not.
It was
not
just permitted.
Correct. So that's still on that parcel if somebody else. Being a major subdivision, Division 3, it's still carrying with the property.
Yes,
I think, is that the road to nowhere? Basically, it's a road that doesn't go anywhere.
But that's on both sides of Gunner Hill. It's a parcel next to the highway.
Any other questions? Hearing none, thank you. Anyone in favor of speaking on behalf of this permit?
There was some email sent out, if you have them in your field, of approvals.
There is a stack.
My name is Robert Johnston. I live on Lenhart Lane. I've submitted my paper already so I can speak. My wife and I have been at our location for 20 years now, built our house in 1998. I do want to bring to your attention that not only has this been heard already here, it already went to the Board of Adjustments afterward and was denied 6-0. So like I stated before, the people that live in Friendly Hills, we've all been there, except for one new addition, we've all been there between 10 and 20 years. We all researched where we were buying. We all were looking for some sort of protection so that we knew that we could live in a residential area, and we kind of did that based on the zoning and the covenants that are provided there. A couple things I'd like to bring to your attention as far as the Kirby home is concerned is that, number one, their home is already built in the right-of-way. So we talk about road access through there. So anything that we're going to do with the road to try to get more access beyond them or around their home or to get any distance there at all, it's all going to come off of their neighbor to get there. There's no room for any additional buffer because they're already built in the middle of, basically in the road right away. Another problem that causes when it's time to do something about that road is maintained by the Friendly Hills. That we're who built the road, we who maintain it, we're who clear it. And to me, it doesn't seem equitable for us to get to finance this commercial entity. That's not what this was set forward for. That's not what we pay our dues for. And so that kind of seems inequitous to me. In my opinion, just because a technology is available that makes something doable doesn't make it right. And that's what's going on here. There's a new technology available. It makes it available. Any of us can rent our places out, but that doesn't make it, that doesn't immediately make it the right thing to do for everyone involved. And like you guys said earlier, I think nightly rentals spread like cancer. Yeah, we've got stuff around us that can happen, but we've got our area that we're safe. We know who's next door. We know who's around us, and we really like to keep it that way. We've got families there. If you look at the map zoomed out just a little bit, all of the adjoining homes, all the nearest homes to this, you have letters from all of those people opposing nightly rentals here. We've heard again and again and again tonight what house rules are. I'm going to put house rules on it. Well, we all know that when those people show up and the house rules aren't abided by, who suffers from that? Who's the policeman next door neighbors are? Nobody ever knows there's a problem until we have to deal with it. And you guys have heard that way too many times, I know, but I just wanted to repeat that. So in conclusion, similar requests like that have been denied, both in ours and in Ms. Jessica State's, and we ask that you support the local zoning and reward us that bought places for what they were intended as opposed to buying something and intending to change its purpose. May I answer any questions?
You said the house was built on the road. Is that a platted street?
Yes, it is.
How wide is it?
I think it's 15 feet.
Wow, that wide.
I think that's what it's platted for. The road's not that wide. The road, if you, I've got another picture on here that shows just before there's the road is 12 feet something. Right.
It don't matter what's being used right now.
Right.
I just learned that there's a platted street and has a platted width. That was my question.
Yeah, it is platted.
I mean, the right of way is wider than that. It looks like on the assessor's map. I'm just trying to get a clear picture of what we're doing. Mm-hmm. If that's ever a problem, I'll widen the road.
Hold off.
But you'd have to come out of the neighbor's side.
Right.
Any other questions?
And we get to pay for it. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Scott, did this case go to Board of Adjustments?
Yes, and I believe he's bringing it back because of the changes that he's made with the parking and stuff, but the Board of Adjustments.
So once it goes to the Board of Adjustments, you can bring it back?
Well, he's made changes.
Modify it.
Yeah, a little bit. If there's no changes, I would recommend not bringing it back, but he's just asking again, so I've read through the code. I don't know if we've got a limit on the number of times somebody can apply. You know, I couldn't find where an applicant couldn't reapply if he wasn't approved.
Yeah, I thought it went up to state court or something. There was a defined process that took it from here to appeals to
court at that point.
Court at that point. But the only thing I saw with this one is that he's bringing it with some changes. If it was the same project, then I would recommend no. You might as well go to court, but you'd have to look at the changes.
Is there anyone else, sir?
Evening, gentlemen. My name is Mark Riz. I live at 171 Lenhart, so I am that house right there that Scott's pointing at. My family has actually owned the house just to the west of us. They've sold it, but my family's actually lived in this subdivision for 20 years. We've lived in that house for about 10, raising a 9 and a 12-year-old. It's been a fantastic area to be by the lake. We've got actually access down to the lake. Living in Branson, there isn't too many places you can actually live, be close to the lake, and get away from the tourist industry that's everywhere. This weekly rental, nightly rental, you know, industries seems to be really spreading. My biggest fear is once it's allowed in there, it's just going to keep spreading. Tim Davis does have a lot of land down there. He keeps kind of developing a little bit every month or so. I don't really know what his intention is, but there are a lot of vacant lots in our subdivision that once this happens, I'm afraid it's going to take off like it did in Branson Creek. Okay. Agreed. The Majestic Aruda does own that land on Gunner Hill. I mean, yeah, we're all kind of waiting to see how that all works out, but we've been waiting a long time as it is. there's already an area for weekly rentals. It's down there at the Majestic. People wanted to be in the weekly rental business. I don't understand why you wouldn't buy a condo down at the Majestic and put it in the weekly rental program. I'm not even sure you'd have to go through this process right now if that's why, if that was your real intention to be in the weekly rental business. We all moved to this neighborhood to have a traditional neighborhood, know my neighbors, you know, and just know who's there. I don't like the idea of knowing that somebody's going to be in there every other weekend. And I agree with Robert that you can have as many rules or house rules set up for this all you want, but it's the neighbors that are going to be the ones that have to police it. I don't want to have to take a risk of dealing with the bad renter of the week. You know, I'm not going to really go down the list too much here. That the road is steep. You know, I think Mark's done some things to improve the parking. I see that. I just really don't think this is the first I've heard that he's not going to allow boats. So that was a concern to me too, because anybody that started up at the top that would want to park a boat there, you're going to have to back it down to be able to get the boat back out. You won't be able to park the boat in the driveway and turn around. It's still too sharp in my opinion. But I knew when they first applied that they had problems with the septic system. There was Tim Davis, who owns the land below us, said that he saw something with the septic system. He kind of made mention to it. I don't know, with all the dirt and rocks and everything that they've moved and done behind the house right now, how that makes making the septic system any more accessible right now. I don't really know where it is, but I would think that needs to be given some thought. The other thing is our covenants and restrictions have always, you know, they prohibit commercial business, okay? I submitted with my opposition letter the actual, the multi-list form that everybody gets. I even highlighted down on the bottom. It said vacation property, no. The Kirby's bought that house. They didn't talk to any of the neighbors. They didn't talk to the neighbors before they bought it. They just bought it. Next thing you know, I get the letter in the mail that they're going to try and put it up for weekly rental. I mean, it just shows no concern to the neighbors at all. So I have a hard time believing that there's going to be some concern for the neighbors now when they live in Oklahoma. What do they care? Once again, we're just the neighbors. We're going to have to deal with it. And I'd prefer just to stop it where we can and let weekly rental take place where it's been taking place and try to protect some beautiful areas of town from the industry and take it from there. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else signed up to speak? Do you want to come back up and rebuttal any of those comments, or are you good? So now it's time to bring up anyone want to entertain a motion?
I'll make a motion to deny the application.
Got a motion on the floor to deny. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of denying the application permit, raise your hand. Opposed to denying the permit? So it is denied, so you know the process on the appeal. Thank you.
Did I get 6-1 is what I saw?
Yeah.
Okay. It's kind of a tough angle here. But
yeah, you do. Definitely.
That's all right. I'm leaning out. Doug's the one I can't see.
Okay, now we move on to concepts.
Correct. Got two concepts tonight. First one is permit number 1748, which is Parkview Lodge. Gary Isaacs, I see him back there. Um, This one's also by Table Rock Dam, but it's south of it. State Park